Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
Baring, baring. Baring, baring.
Hey, Ophira, how you doing?
Hey, I think we should change that question. It's so hard.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. It's not a fair question to ask.
Yeah, we know how we're doing. Okay, so why don't you ask me, aren't you happy to hear from me?
Oh, that's a good idea. Sure, let's okay. Try that now.
All right.
Hey, Ophira, isn't it great to hear from me?
It is, Jonathan. It is always great to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you, too.
You know, I was thinking about this new episode that we have this week. And on one hand, it feels weird to do comedy right now. But on the other hand,
yeah,
making this show brings me a lot of joy.
I mean, it's good to see your friends and tell some dumb jokes and laugh together and have a good time.
Yeah. And, you know, small distractions are important, too.
They are crucial. Well, with that in mind, should I do the song?
Yes.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another, now available with curbside pickup. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. And you know, this show does feel like a big virtual hug where everyone has sweater paws. From the podcast The Unofficial Expert, we have comedians Marie Faustin and Sydney Washington, and they team up in a game about tall things. And then, get this, today's episode marks the end of NPR's longtime quest to interview each member of the Queer Eye Fab Five. We're going to chat with interior design expert Bobby Burke. But first, Jonathan and I are putting on our matching best friend bracelets to check in with real-life besties, the co-host of Quibi's game show, comedian Matt Rogers, and SNL writer Sudi Green.
And just as a heads up, we should tell you that we recorded this episode in pieces over the last few weeks. Radio magic makes it sound like it is happening live, but it is not.
That's right. So now that we've revealed our biggest secret, let's play some games. And here they are, two fantastic comedians, Sudi Green and Matt Rogers. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, indeed. Thank you for having us.
Jonathan and I just talked about not saying this, but how are you doing today?
You know, I think that we are, it's just really tough. It's really tough, and my heart and all my energy is with everyone that is protesting right now, because it's a watershed moment. I was talking to Sudi about this, and she called it a tipping point for really the world. And you know what? Black Lives Matter, and I'm just...
Yeah.
You know, there aren't words, but there are so many.
I think the one thing that I just find really hard is just watching the negative reactions to people doing potentially positive things.
Right.
With, like, that just drives me crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah. I think that what I think a lot of or all white people should be doing is reaching out to people that are saying these things where they seem empathetic, but then they say things like, but shouldn't they be getting their point across in a different way? It's like, we know how to answer this. Like, just tell that white family member of yours, you know, it's not our job to police anyone's rage and grief about this. And also really understand where you're getting your information. The fact of the matter is the mainstream media is not reporting the news. They're not reporting the news, and or they're reporting the news in through a filter that's appropriate for them. So much to say about this, but
yeah.
I think that it's just so important to support the people who are screaming out in pain right now, because they're doing that for a reason, and we all should be in solidarity.
Yeah, you know, and I know that we're going to play with like a few fun games, and we are going to do something that has no bearing in like the exact moment. So yeah, I just also wanted to be like, hi.
Yeah, no, it's important
you know,
to check in.
Great. Also like grateful for a distraction too, you know, and like this was on the cal and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, good. sounds like you guys have a competitive spirit as friends.
I think that that's not inaccurate.
I would say that we're both good at different things. Oh. And those things we like to rub in the other person's face.
Yeah.
Healthy. All right, this is going to be great. Okay, so your first game is about celebrities who have distinctive stage voices.
Oh my God.
Or okay. character voices. We're going to play you a clip of their normal speaking voice. Mm-hmm. You just have to guess the celebrity.
Okay, so is it like a thing of we can both sort of yell out the answer?
Oh no, we'll be going back and forth.
Okay, got Ooh. It. Okay. That makes it, that really puts the pressure on it.
Yeah. Okay, Sudi, this is for you. Here's your first clip.
A lot of my favorite acting just comes where I'm like, I'm looking at a Meryl Streep or somebody or whatever, and it's like what she's doing when the other person is talking, because that's what's really, that's where the character becomes. So.
Mm-hmm. Just the content of that made me laugh.
It's great,
yes,
right?
Acting is reacting, yes.
I don't even have a wildly incorrect guess to throw out there.
Okay,
Bradley Cooper. It's Bradley Cooper.
Sounds so serious. All right, how about here's a little clip of the character voice as a hint.
Ow, I popped that baby out so I could bring my transformation chamber inside. I'm going to haul her down to the basement and set up my laboratory.
It's Urkel.
Yeah.
Stefan Urkel.
What's his real name?
His name is,
Jaleel White.
Jaleel yes, White, obviously.
Jaleel White.
Yes, but I understand because in that, right, Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel, famously, yeah.
Stefan
yeah.
Urkel.
Stefan
I mean,
Urkel.
The height of comedy was really when Urkel would come out as Stefan Urkel and absolutely make all the girls weak in the knees. I mean, I think we all laughed at that one.
We loved yeah. it. We loved it.
We loved that classic sitcom moment.
But now we understand it's because he was just responding.
Truly. Well,
like
really,
hell.
Yes. Where was he to say that acting was reacting?
All right, Matt, here's one for you.
Love it.
Tons of energy and the fans were going crazy. We showed clips from the 20th anniversary special. They had all the costume characters walked in and the audience went way more crazy for the costume characters than they did for us.
Oh, wow. I have no idea.
This is a hard game because you don't, all of these voices are, you don't, this is sort of their non-character voice, so it's hard
yeah,
to tell
yeah, yeah,
exactly
yeah.
who they are.
Give him a hint.
Yeah, can I have a hint?
I will give you a hint. He plays a cartoon character.
Yeah, that was...
Who is yellow.
Hmm. Oh.
Is it the woman who plays Lisa
oh,
Simpson?
Oh, oh, it's Hank Azaria.
No, and it is not a, it is not a Simpson.
What?
Yeah. It's a... It's a creature. Is it a creature? It's a creature.
It's a creature.
A sea creature.
A sea... Oh, SpongeBob?
That is SpongeBob. Yeah, that's Tom Kenny.
Oh my God, SpongeBob sounds like a daddy.
I know, I know.
A cute voice.
Of course, it's the famous Tom Kenny, the household name Tom Kenny.
But wait a second, let's just do this for a second. Producer Travis, can you play just a couple seconds from that clip again?
Tons of energy and the fans were going crazy. We showed clips from the 20th anniversary.
No way.
Okay, now,
now
play,
you hear it, right?
Now play SpongeBob.
Permission to come aboard, Captain!
I've been training my whole life for the day I could join the Krusty crew, and now I'm ready.
You can hear the rasp.
I do. You can
hear
totally
the rasp.
Yeah, same
hear
rasp.
The rasp.
Exactly.
I mean, definitely wow. it lives yeah. in the same vocal world, and that's how, I mean, he's clear that is his voice, but that is a talent.
Yeah. It sounds
congratulations,
like he...
Tom Kenny, on your talent as a voiceover actor.
Yeah. Okay, Sudi, this one's for you.
You like, I'm not the rapper, typical rapper. I don't freestyle, no. I don't have a book of rhymes, no. You know, I just go make party music, like, for y'all to party to, right?
Yeah.
Wow, live okay. crowds, they seem so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I think it's Ice-T.
You know what? I realize as a hint, this might help. Try this.
Yeah!
Well.
What? Okay!
Okay. It's Lil. And I could go two ways with this because you know I got it mixed up. John?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes!
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right.
See, I don't know. That feels kind of like playing SpongeBob before I guessed.
Hey, you have 14 more questions, Matt.
All right, cool. Then let's just go. Congratulations, Sudie, on knowing what. Okay. Knowing that was Lil Jon. Congratulations.
Really you know good. I almost said Lil Wayne, and I'm ashamed. I had to like really think about it.
First of all, Queen, I know exactly what type you are, and you were one of those girls at junior prom slamming it to the ground to Get Low by Lil Jon, and I know exactly who you are.
You know, I absolutely was.
Yes.
In my Jessica McClintock cupcake dress. Shaking it, wearing the one thong that I own.
Cut to me having an anxiety attack in the bathroom because a girl is following me around the dance.
All right, Matt, this is your opportunity for redemption.
Fab.
Okay, so every time I do a piece of reverse painting on acrylic, I have to seal the back because acrylic is not very...
I'm sorry, I literally started laughing immediately because it sounds like Kyle Richards, but it's not.
It's not like, Kyle Richards,
there's no
correct.
Way it's Kyle Richards, but it does sound like Kyle Richards. And then I just couldn't get the image of like Kyle Richards like talking about it. Paint out of my head, and I was like, well, it's not.
Weird.
It's not, but I can't stop thinking about it. I don't know. Can I get like an oral hint like Sudie had?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay.
Damn TV, you've ruined my imagination, just like you've ruined my ability
oh,
to...
Oh, that's Bart Simpson. That's Yeardley Smith.
No, that's the other one. It's not
what?
Yeardley Smith. Yeardley Smith is Lisa Simpson.
Oh, come on now. All right, so we know it's Bart, but I don't know the woman's name who plays Bart.
I guess I will tell you then. It
you
is Nancy
to.
Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright. Okay, yes. Now, she's a queen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
A legend, even.
Oh, totally.
And a painter.
And a painter.
And apparently a painter.
With
I
acrylics.
Know. Guess what? You guys did great. You both
we
did
okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm excited to see how the rest of this unravels.
Oh, we are going on a journey. Don't you worry. After the break, we're going to play another game with comedian Sudie Green and Matt Rogers. And later, I'll change my Zoom background to a stock photo of a tastefully decorated home for my chat with Queer Eye's interior design expert, Bobby Burke. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, the online counseling service dedicated to connecting you with a licensed counselor to help you overcome whatever stands in the way of your happiness. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a professional tailored to your needs. And if you aren't satisfied with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time free of charge. Visit betterhelp.com/ask to get 10% off your first month. Get the help you deserve with BetterHelp.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. Support for NPR and the following message come from the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
You may have noticed something at all these protests over police violence. There are a lot more white people there than you'd expect. But how long will that last?
This awakening among white American voters, how far are they really willing to go beyond dethroning Trump?
Adam Serwer on Race and Lessons from History. Listen and subscribe to It's Been a Minute from NPR.
This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Face Mask Tan Lines. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with two comedians who are also best friends, returning contestant Matt Rogers and first-time player Sudie Green. Okay, are you ready for another game?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Matt, Sudi, you're going to work together in this next game. Actually, we're all going to work together in this next game. It's just a quick little interlude here. Okay. This is called Fact Bag. I've got a couple great random trivia questions that I don't know the answer to, and we'll just talk it out, see if we can guess the answer. And then I believe my producer will be revealing the answer to me in the chat.
Okay.
I love that.
In February 2020, someone at Cambridge University's library's special collections discovered what serving as a bookmark in a 500-year-old manuscript? I'm going to say a sandwich.
A sandwich?
My problem with like any sandwich I order at like a restaurant or something or whatever, if I order a sandwich, my problem is always there is too much bread. Like the ciabatta rolls and everything. It's just so much bread. And then afterwards, you're just tired.
I also don't like it, if we're just going to talk sandwiches, when they've created a sandwich that has a stack in it that you actually can't fit into your mouth. I don't like
that. Thank you for that. That's important. I don't like that. And some of these burgers that the young girls are making. Come on
now. No, like, with these burgers.
They're not suitable for a mouth.
And you know what would happen when I was coming up? The with the girls and the burgers when I was coming up, what would happen would be that you would get a squishy bun.
Right.
And then that burger and that
greasy
cheese.
Squishy bun.
And yeah, it would squish it.
Squishy bun.
And then you're holding that burger one hand and you're driving down the boulevard with the other.
Yeah.
And that was what we're missing kind of today.
Yeah, it's we've lost sight of that. Sudi, what is your instinct?
Well, my first instinct was a marijuana cigarette.
Ooh,
nice. But I'm going to roll that back and I'm going to say a cigarette.
A cigarette.
Also, maybe how about an earring?
Oh, that's good. And when they opened up the manuscript, they were like, who have you been with? This is not my earring. And you have been cheating on me in the library.
And that's actually where it got more interesting.
All right, Travis, what's the answer? A half-eaten chocolate chip cookie.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's awful. The cookie left a sizable stain on the paper. Librarian Emily Dourish guessed that a schoolboy accidentally dropped it in the book and forgot about it 50 years ago.
Unbelievable. These schoolboys.
Cambridge's message to the public was, don't use baked goods to mark your place. Thank you. All right. That was Fact Bag. Now we've got one more game for you, and this one is about recent historical events.
Yay!
That was fake and lovely.
Yeah.
We are going to give you an event that happened in the recent past, and then two song titles.
Okay.
Your job is to pick the song that was released in the same year as the historic event.
Love that.
But love that. It's not that easy. You have to sing part of that song in order to get the point. But the good news is we award points for both correct answers and just committed performances, which I know you're both capable of. Matt, this is for you.
Okay.
The event is the U.S. soccer player Brandi Chastain scores the World Cup winning penalty kick and then whips off her jersey. What song was released the same year? Was it A, Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, or B, TLC, No Scrubs?
I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me.
1,000 points! 1,000 points!
That is so incredible. And just before my turn happens, I just want you guys to know that Matt and I were in a musical sketch group together. And the way that he pitched being in the group to me was, we really need somebody to write. So I'm going to sing these answers.
All right, Sudi, here's one for you. The Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City are held. What song came out that year? Is it A, Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down, or B, Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy?
Here's Skater Boy, see you later, boy.
You are correct. Yes. Well done.
I also, my favorite lyric of Skater Boy is, he was a boy, she was a girl, can I make it any more obvious? It's like, well,
yeah, you could make a
lot of
gendered obvious
things going on here. Yeah. Also, maybe she's not interested.
That's right.
She lives in a binary.
I just have to tell you that there's glass doors to this little office I'm in, and my four-year-old has a pair of binoculars on the other side of it that he's using to look at me.
Oh, that's comforting.
Well,
what's she up to? She's so far away.
Yeah, Mama? Are the glass doors very far away or not so much?
No, he's just like at the end of the room using the binoculars to look.
He was a boy, she was his mom. Can I make it any more obvious?
Okay, Matt.
Yes.
The most recent total solar eclipse visible from America. What happened the same year as that? Was it the song by Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York? Or was it Carly Rae Jepsen's Cut to the Feeling?
Wow.
Going back, I would look into that eclipse.
That's a tough one. I'm just going to do the one I want to sing more.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Welcome to New York. It's a win.
You know, you did a great job and you will get the point. But it was actually, that was 2014.
I want to cut to the feeling.
That's right, 2017. Correct, correct.
I think that if we're learning anything with this game, what we're learning is Taylor Swift has been around.
She has.
Sudi, this one is for you. This is the last clue.
I'm going to really commit this time, no matter what.
I know you are. The Facebook.com launches at Harvard. What song came out that year? Was it A, Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do, or B, Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone?
You dedicated, you took the time, it wasn't long till you got your mind. Yeah, Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, you
honestly,
are absolutely
come
right.
On.
Yeah.
What? My question was way harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is...
She's upfront about it. Yes, it was. It's so interesting what Sudi did there, and I really want to point it out, and I want it to be heard loud and clear. She did not sing the famous chorus from that song.
Yeah.
She instead went with the very sort of lyrical verse, and I really celebrate that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you, because what that really was me not wanting to sing the money note and then kind of copping out, so I'm glad that you interpreted it as like a thoughtful choice versus fear, which is what it was.
To me, it was a thoughtful choice.
Sometimes fear is a thoughtful choice. I'm just going to throw that
Interesting. Interesting.
Thank you, Sudi Green. Thank you, Matt Rogers. It was just a joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
for
much.
Having us. So fun. Thank you.
Sudi Green writes for Saturday Night Live and Matt Rogers co-hosts game show on Quibi. Earlier this year, we made an episode where every contestant was a podcast host. It was one of our last shows, live at the Bell House. Two of our guests were Marie Faustin and Cindy Washington from the podcast The Unofficial Expert. And we had so much fun playing games with them that we asked them back to do it again. But virtually this time. We taped this a few weeks ago. Hello.
Hi.
How's the podcast going?
It's going. We're doing it.
We don't like not being able to like. Because we don't like not being able to like touch the guest and like make fun of their shoes.
Yeah,
right. That's why
we're very personal. You know, we want to. It's all about a vibe, energy. Like you can feel how good the show is just because like we're having a blast, and now we have this. We're talking through a computer, and I feel like this is just like Love Is Blind. This is what it is.
Oh my God, that's so funny because Love is Blind was like the biggest show at the beginning of this year. And then now everybody is dating like Love is Blind.
Yep.
Surely well, not is. Everybody. Some of us are lucky, but you know.
Wow. Okay. That was triggering. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
Cindy, are you dating through Zoom? Are you doing any dating?
I mean, I'm doing all of the FaceTime, but I feel like I'm dating my friends more than anything, you know? I mean, Marie looks at her phone at least, I don't know, 10 times a day, and I'm calling at least 6. So,
that's FaceTime. Are you calling people on the phone or just FaceTime? Because
no,
FaceTime,
that's rude
I feel like, yeah.
That's exactly. Actually rude to just hear you. It's like, we have to see your face because I don't know when I'm going to see you again.
Yeah, anyway. And to FaceTime you, I mean, I feel like you have to tell someone you're about to FaceTime. Still, you can't.
No,
Sydney loves a blind FaceTime.
Wait, no, are we really giving people the heads up? Hey, I'm going to FaceTime you so I could give you the opportunity to decline my FaceTime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's settled. Settled now.
All right, we have a couple great games for you too. You're going to work together for this first game. It's called Don't Sweat the Tall Stuff, and it's about some of the world's tallest things. We'll pose a question. You guys talk it out. See if you can come up with a guess. Also, we have multiple choice. If you're just like, I don't know, move it forward to the multiple choice.
I love a multiple choice, actually.
All right. Here's your first question. At a resort in the Catskills in New York State, tourists pay $5 to walk into a silo and look up to experience the world's tallest what?
I was going to guess tree.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. Your multiple choice is A, kaleidoscope, B, mobile, or C, bong.
Oh. The tree doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lot coming at you. It's like,
I thought it was like a hologram.
I want to say kaleidoscope, Marie.
Yeah, you're right. Kaleidoscope.
Yay!
That's correct. Yeah. It's 56 feet tall. It's closed right now. P.S. You can't go with a bunch of people into a silo.
I remember being a kid and looking through a kaleidoscope for the first time and not being impressed. So I can't imagine as an adult being impressed in the Catskills. So.
Okay, Marie is high maintenance, just to let you guys know.
Kaleidoscopes. I'm anti-kaleidoscope. Is what
yeah,
I'm
fine.
That's,
right. I think
that's the platform I'm on.
So that's a good 2020 stance.
All right, here's another one. Located in California, Hyperion is the name of the world's tallest what? Is it A, a soundstage, B, a tree, C, a roller coaster?
I want to say soundstage.
I wanted to say a roller coaster.
Okay, wow. My colleague and I.
Wow.
Wait,
we didn't have that morning FaceTime. We're not on the same page today.
We're not today. But that's why we work well together, Marie. We're very opposites attract. Yin and yang.
Yeah, that Paula Abdul song. Is that a Paula Abdul song?
Oh,
yin
yeah.
Yin and yang?
Opposites attract.
Yin and yang.
No, not yin and yang.
I was like, she did a song like that? Okay.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
You may have said it earlier for a different question.
Oh, okay. Tree.
Tree is correct. It is a tree.
Look at that, Marie.
That's right. I was like, Marie is just a visionary. She's just seeing what's ahead.
She's
and
ahead
trying
of the
to
game.
Find place of it.
Thank yeah. you so much. Wow. Yeah.
Guys, but this is a funny story. My doorbell just rang.
You have a package coming?
I don't know. Lights I'm going to find out what it is. Hang on 1 second.
You can do an unboxing for
it's
us.
It's hilarious. Yeah, don't put on a mask. Don't let them. Anyways. All right. At the height of 456 feet, Jackson, New Jersey is home to the world's tallest what? Is it A, a tanning booth, B, a surfboard, or C, a roller coaster?
I was going to say roller coaster again.
Oh, is that King Ka? I mean, I'll say roller coaster too. That feels...
Yeah, funny. It's King Ka. You got it.
Look at that. The specifics.
Jonathan, everything okay there over at the
everything's,
house?
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's a guy who's here to look at some drywall that needs to be repaired.
We doing that right now during quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's,
does
well,
that matter? It matters.
Is that one of the walls you punched?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been punching walls. That's been my new hobby during quarantine. It's just punching walls.
I would.
No, we had a huge plumbing problem and we had to tear out all this drywall so that these leaky pipes, and then they fixed the pipes and now we have to fix the drywall.
Kind of mean. That's kind of mean for the drywall to do that to you during this time.
Okay, here's another question. In 2013, a Los Angeles man invented something called the stupid taller. That's with two O's for some reason. The stupid taller. According to Guinness Records, it's the world's tallest what? A, drinking straw. B, bicycle. C, bong. A lot of bongs in this game.
Stupid taller.
Yeah, the stupid taller.
And the two O's are in the word stupid or taller? Mm-hmm. I didn't
stupid.
Understand.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid. Okay, it's a man. Did they say the man's name?
Not to me.
Okay.
In my mind, his name is like Luke or like Vincent.
I was going to say Tom. Okay, say it one more time.
Is his name A, Tom, B, Stu, No, I'm no. So A, drinking straw, B, bicycle, C, bong.
I want to say bong.
I want to say bicycle. Sydney, damn. This
is, you guys are going to work it out. You have, you know, in the past.
Marie, we've been going with what I have said for a while, so I'm going to trust you this time.
It's a bicycle. You're absolutely right. Hey.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad we're together on this.
This bicycle, the stupid taller, is 20 feet tall, and he uses a ladder to get onto it, and he has to grab onto a pole to stop it and get off.
But you wouldn't trust anything that had stupid with O's in it.
I mean, for a brief second, I was like, isn't that what those does, Stroop Waffle? But then I was like, no, it's Stroop Waffle. It's not Stoop Waffle.
Stupid Waffle. Stupid Waffle.
I love those things. All right. This is your last one. Okay. According to Life and Style magazine, which Spice Girl is the tallest? Is it A, Baby Spice? Is it B, Ginger Spice? Is it C, Posh Spice? Is it D, Scary Spice? Is it E, Sporty Spice? Or is it F, Tall Spice?
Oh, Tall Spice. I love Long Spice. I want to say Sporty Spice or Scary Spice.
You want to try Sporty then?
Well, because Sporty, I feel like, always had on flat sneakers.
She did.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sporty Spice.
Well, let's do Sporty.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
But you know what? Bash.
None of them were super tall. I mean, Sporty Spice was 5'6", Mel C. Mm-hmm. Scary Spice, 5'5". And I feel like Sporty Spice basically had the best outfits because everybody else had to be in, like, tight, you know, whatever. They had to be all glammed up and dressed up. Really. Yeah, and she was wearing sneakers, half tops, and jogging pants.
She's wearing what we wear right now. Yeah, she's wearing
right freaking now.
She's wearing Ivy Park.
She was ahead of her time.
She was. She knew what the world was going to turn into.
That's she's right. The Walt Disney of the Spice Girls.
Is that what we're going to go with, Marie?
Yes.
Oh,
that was great. You guys did amazing. You guys did amazing. Well done. Well done. Well done. Yes. Coming up, we'll play another game with Sydney and Marie, and I'll talk to Queer Eye's interior design expert, Bobby Burke. This is Bobby's first interview on NPR, and I totally understand why he didn't have time before, since completely redesigning someone's home is a bit more involved than, say, teaching someone how to cut an avocado. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from Capital One, presenting sponsor of the 2024 Tiny Desk Contest. Earlier this year, unsigned musicians from around the country submitted their original songs for the 10th annual Tiny Desk Contest. The panel of judges are hard at work picking standout entries, and you can follow along and choose your favorite videos as well. The winner gets to play their very own Tiny Desk concert, then headline a tour with NPR Music this summer. Want to come along for the ride? Visit tinydeskcontest.npr.org to learn more, then check out the Venture X card from presenting sponsor Capital One. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Protests over racial injustice are spreading across the country while a pandemic continues to take its toll. The next weeks and months are leading to a consequential election this November. And every day, the NPR Politics podcast is here to discuss how it could reshape your world.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with the hosts of the podcast, the unofficial experts, Sydney Washington and Marie Faustin. Okay, are you ready for another game?
Oh, I'm ready.
Of course.
So, hey, we have a music parody game for you.
Get out of here.
Yes, we do. It's called Maybe Baby. This one, you're going to compete against each other. So we're going to go back and forth.
No. This is not nice.
We rewrote songs with the word baby in the title to make them odes to other two-syllable things starting with the letter B. So I'm going to sing clues to those other things in the parts leading up to the chorus. Then I'm going to stop. And you, because you immediately know the answer and want to sing, are going to jump in and sing the chorus with the replacement word.
Yikes. I'm going to not do well at this. Okay.
If I sang the song Hey Baby by No Doubt, but the lyrics were changed to be about bourbon, you would sing Hey Bourbon, Hey Bourbon, Hey when we got to the chorus.
That's not nice.
I'm going to tell you the artist before I do the song, so that will help.
Oh, because that will help.
That'll help narrow it down.
Yeah.
And as with all of these games and all of these shows that we're doing right now during pandemic times, if you don't know the answer, we're awarding style points for anything. For literally anything. Done with panache.
That's my firstborn baby's name. Yeah, panache. I love that. Panache. Is panache here? Did you feed panache?
I'm gonna love that baby. Panache.
Okay, so here is your first one. Sydney, this is for you.
Okay.
This is a song by Britney Spears. My wrinkled forehead, my frown-lined eyes, they won't look old when they're paralyzed. One more injection to ease my mind, smooth every line.
To be honest, I just heard the guitar. I really couldn't hear the words.
Oh, really?
Can you do it a cappella?
Yeah.
let's spice it up a little bit. Let's do a cappella. Let's switch it on you now.
Okay. All right. I'll do it a cappella.
Okay.
My wrinkled forehead, my frown-lined eyes, they won't look old when they're paralyzed. One more injection to ease my mind, smooth every line.
Botox hit me one more time.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
All right, Marie, here's one for you. This song is, this song has been famously performed by Smokey Robinson.
Ooh.
But also Linda Ronstadt and Seal and a bunch of other people.
I've got some eggs for breakfast on my fork. But how about some crispy strips of salt-cured pork? I'm frying.
So, I have to say something at the end of this?
Yeah. What was the two-syllable word?
Yeah. I'm frying bacon.
Yes.
Yeah, bacon is correct. That was Ooh Baby Baby, except with bacon. So, Ooh Bacon Bacon.
There it is.
Ooh Bacon.
Okay.
I love this game. This is fun.
Oh, good.
Yep.
This song has been performed by Cat Stevens, the Tremolos, Yola Tango, and others. Probably most famously Cat Stevens.
I just lose all self-control when I slice and toast this bread that has a hole. I've got lox and fresh cream cheese. I can't wait to put a schmear on one of these.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
Yeah. So I appreciate the pizza on a bagel theme song, but that was actually Here Comes My Baby, and then Here Comes My Bagel.
Yum.
All right, Marie, this is the last clue, and it's a song by Whitney Houston. Here we go.
Just call and I'll teach you. There's a path that'll reach you. I'm gonna show you four noble truths. Nirvana will change your view. Just let me enlighten you.
I heard Nirvana will change you.
Yeah, Nirvana, the four noble truths, enlightenment.
Oh, Buddha. Oh,
that's
Buddha.
Right. I'm your Buddha tonight.
I'm your Buddha tonight.
Yeah, you got
it.
Oh,
I love that. Yep. Well,
I really like that.
But I hated it before. I love it now.
I'm glad we turned it around for you.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much, Marie. Thank you so much, Sydney.
I had fun. Thank you for being the only thing that I'm doing today.
That's so honest that it hurts.
Yeah.
Sydney and Marie host the podcast, The Unofficial Expert. It's time to welcome our special guest. He's the interior design expert on the Emmy Award-winning Netflix series, Queer Eye. It's Bobby Burke. Hello, Bobby.
Hi. Thanks for having me, guys. Very excited to be here.
Thank you for joining us. You know, I am not alone with saying this. I think all of the internet has said this. You, as the design expert, you do a lot of work on this show.
Well, I mean, yes.
Yes.
But I knew that going in. Like, yes. I knew that, you know, the design aspect of the show was going to take a whole lot longer than the cooking or the fashion or
right.
the hair, you know. And Jonathan, though, there have been haircuts like Jody in season 3 or 4. She had that long hair she hadn't cut in 22 years. I think it took him like 8 hours between the color and the cut. Like, so it takes him a long time too. But yes.
Some haircuts are just harder to do than a kitchen renovation. It's true.
Yeah, right.
You know what? In all honesty, they probably are.
Less choices.
You know, I know how that kitchen is going to react to bleach. He doesn't always know how that hair is going to react.
That's right.
And right now, you know, because of quarantining, we're all spending a lot more time in our space. Looking at our stuff, our things. Do you have a succinct design philosophy?
I mean, my approach to design is really about how it will make people happy, how it will make their life function better, how it will affect their mental health. Oh, I almost hit stop record on that as I was talking.
So when, on the show, when you're walking into your hero's living space and you're mm-hmm. thinking about functionality, pragmatism, and then you're adding that extra thing of, you know, how is it going to make them happy? That's like that's the hardest element, I imagine, because that's so specific.
So I usually go out a few weeks before the other boys, and my team and I, we find a warehouse and we fill it full of shelves and we start ordering, I mean, anything you could possibly think of. And then that week after I meet them and I learn about them and I learn about stories from their past and their families and lovers and their dream vacations and favorite shows, that's when I start finding out things that I'm really going to infuse and make it really personal for them, to where when they walk into that home, they don't feel like they're walking into a home of a stranger. They feel like they're walking into their home.
Right.
And then I have a big box truck with shelves on the sides, and I go in and I fill that box truck full of stuff that I'm like, all right, this feels like them. This feels like them. And then we park that in the front yard, and that's kind of our little mobile store, and we just go and start doing things.
And you share a lot of your own personal story on the show. Part of that is that you've shared that you have been fired from almost every job you've ever had before owning your own business, of course. Yeah. Were there any particularly glorious firings?
Yeah. I mean, I got fired from Restoration Hardware while Tom Felicia was in the store filming Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, wow. He was the original you, right?
Yeah. Big mistake. Huge.
Was it something that happened with those two situations colliding?
No. So I was the merchandising manager and visuals manager. So I was at the store the night before, like getting the store perfect. You know, I'm a Virgo. Nothing but perfection is acceptable. So the team and I were supposed to have left at like 8 at night. I ended up leaving at like 1 in the morning. We all forgot to clock out. So next day I get to the store, Queer Eye is there filming, and I go down to clock in, and I realized that we hadn't clocked out, but the general manager had assumed we left at 8, like we were scheduled to, and just clocked everyone out at 8. I saw that. And so with another manager standing there with me, I was like, I'm fixing everyone's time, including my own. Well, changing your own time was very much against the rules. And so the general manager reluctantly had to fire me. And like, it wasn't a, oh, you're fired. It was a, oh, why did you do this? Like, the manager that was there with me, come to find out, like, hadn't wanted my position. And so wanted me out of there. And so she's the one that went and ratted me out. Candy, I remember you. Don't think And so, you know, she had to fire me. But it's funny, like, I've kept in contact with that general manager throughout the years. Like, it wasn't a negative experience. You know, it was a, I get it. It's a technicality.
It's like regulations.
Yeah. And so when the press came out that I had been cast on the show, like she sent me a DM and she's like, aren't you glad I fired you? I'm like, yes.
Yes,
I am.
I mean, yeah. It's you are very self-sufficient. You leave home at 15. You move to New York when you're 22. Short time after that, you are the creative director of Portico. But in between that, you lived in your car for 2 years. You had a lot of different jobs in retail and service. I just think, you know, not everyone lands where you are having to survive like that. What kept you going?
I mean, just because I, you know, you see where I landed, but, you know, there's been failure after failure after failure. There has been, you know, many times where I didn't know where I was paying my rent or where I was being able to afford my next meal. And, you know, those times, it hasn't really been that long ago. Yeah. You know, I had my own businesses for years, but there's also, you know, I opened up my first store in New York, you know, November 2007, you know, and then the market crashed in 2008. And, you know, so there was always some very hard times. You know, it hasn't always been a success, but, you know, I think the key to it has just always been not looking at failures as the end. The failure is just a lesson to help you do it better the next time.
Right. And you have been dispensing decorating tips for people's virtual homes on the social simulation Nintendo game Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Yeah, you give hip tips.
Basically.
Hip tips. So what's a reoccurring hip tip that you're giving a lot?
Move your furniture from the walls and put it in the middle of the room. People are like, I just don't know how to spatially put it. I'm like, why is everything like pushed against the walls? I'm like, put a rug in the middle of the room. Bring your furniture into the middle of the room. That's, I think, the number one piece of advice I had to give people.
Great. That's a great one.
I will say that's hard for New York City living because sometimes the room that you're in is the size of a couch.
Agreed. I believe that. I was in New York for 14 years. I very much get it.
So based on that, we have a Ask Me Another Challenge for you, kind of about Animal Crossing. Are you ready for an Ask Me Another Challenge?
Yes, please.
Okay, fantastic. For our listeners who are not familiar with Animal Crossing, it's a game where you live on an island with a bunch of anthropomorphic animals that it has a heavy interior design element to it. So, and in this game, you are just going to guess the animal we're talking about based on a description of its home.
Okay.
It all becomes perfectly clear right now. Okay. Here's your first one. Come take a look at Lily's pad. Her decor keeps things fresh. Fresh water, that is. The poster of Kermit on her wall really pops. Plus, she's got a great DIY recipe for catching flies, which pairs very well with turnips.
Could it be a frog?
Why, yes, it could. Yes, it is. Since she's the world's largest bird, villager Phoebe finally broke down and paid for an expansion. Now she has room for her custom turtlenecks with extra neck. You could try holding down the B button to race her, but I doubt you'll beat the fastest bipedal species on Earth.
She's the biggest bird and the fastest?
World's largest bird, fastest bipedal species on Earth. So, yeah.
A flightless bird.
Yes.
Oh. Is it an ostrich?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I know.
Like, did you have in your head, you were like, wait a minute, I know what the fastest bird is, and I know what the largest bird is, and they're not the same. Is that what was happening in your head?
A flightless bird is a weird, creepy thing. I will just say that.
If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, but it's fast and big, it's an ostrich.
That's what they say. That old expression.
All right. Here's a, see if you get this one. I have a good feeling you'll get this one. Ava finally grew up and flew the coop. Sorry, co-op. Apartment that she shared with 15 foul roommates who are really rustling her feathers. Now she has plenty of space to hide her eggs for the Bunny Day egg hunt. It's her first one, so she'll have to wing it.
Is it an Easter bunny? A chicken.
A chicken. And, you know, we've been saving up as many chicken puns as we have for 10 years or so. So we were able to put them all into that one question.
We have the encyclopedia of chicken puns on our desk.
That was like a Vegas hotel and casino. Like the designer had all these great ideas that they've come up with over the years. And they go to the developer and they're like, hey, we have all these great ideas. Which ones would you like to do? And the developer's like, yes. And they're like, wait, no. But which one? And he's like, yes, all of them. Let's do all of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. This is your last clue. In the 4 to 6 hours that he's awake, Ozzy is constantly crafting furniture at his outdoor workbench. In those other 20-ish hours, this marsupial is either crossbreeding flowers or zoning out while chomping on eucalyptus leaves.
Koala.
That is correct.
Do you guys know why they sleep so much?
Why?
Because there's actually cyanide in eucalyptus. It puts them to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, we learned that when we were filming in Australia. There's actually cyanide in eucalyptus, and that's their main diet, and it just knocks them out.
I do the same thing, but with whiskey.
You did amazing. Of course you did amazing. Thank you so much. The new season of Queer Eye is out right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Bobby.
Thank you, guys. Such a pleasure. Such a fan of the show.
Thank you. Season 5 of Queer Eye is available now on Netflix. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Coulton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Ashley Brooke Roberts and Kara Weinberger. Ask Me Another's produced by Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, James Farber, and Ramel Wood. And this week, we have to say goodbye to our amazing intern, Nick Garrison.
Raining rocks.
We are so happy Nick was here to help us with so much, including helping us figure out how to turn a live event trivia show into something we could take from home. And Nick always brought an amazing attitude, took on everything we threw at him, and even wrote some of the games you've heard over the past few months. So Nick, thank you so much for everything. We're going to miss you. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. Our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grundman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR. Hey, happy to hear you're still listening. And since you're still here, why not pop over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review? We love to hear from you, and it helps others find out about our show. For additional information about new episodes, upcoming live shows, road shows, and bonus games, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Thanks. Hey listeners, it's Ophira Eisenberg here. Next week, we'll be back with a brand new episode of Ask Me Another, so get ready for more of the comedy, trivia, and word games you love. So join me next week on NPR's Ask Me Another, the answer to life's funnier questions.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.